Today's shir is Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Samaches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samaches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of Amud. Says the Mishnah Amarcha Seir, if somebody sold the city, and as we've been discussing in our shiurim, he did not delineate what is or isn't included in the sale. Says the Mishnah Amarcha Batim, the homes that are in the city, the various types of pits and caves, merchatzos, the base hamerchatz in the city is included in the sale, base shofchos, the nest of birds, base habadim, the place where they squeeze oil, base hashulchan, the Gemara will speak about quite extensively in our shir, mitzvah shem, what is and what isn't included in the Beis HaShalchim, Avo Loi Es Metatlin. The Metatlin that are in the city, are not included in the sale. And as the Rashbam points out, from the various cases that we've been learning in our Shiurim of what is or isn't included in a sale, clearly we learn in today's Shiur that when you sell an ear, it's the most inclusive. And of course the question is, why? And the Rashbam explains, because all of these different places that we've identified in this Mishnah as being included in the sale are all parts of the city. And therefore, since they are all parts in the city, they're all part and parcel of what's in the city. So they are therefore included in the sale. And the Rashbam takes it a step further. The Rashbam says, this person who is selling everything that he has in the city, obviously it is his intention to leave the city and leave everything behind that he had in the city. And therefore, everything is included in the sale. But the Rashbam adds another point. The Rashbam suggests that when somebody is selling a city, so that's a big sale. And since it's considered a very big and significant city, a very big and significant sale, obviously everything in the city is included in the sale. Bizman Sha'amalai, he, the Kamash B'taychai, continues the Mishnah, but if when he made the sale, the words that were used to conduct the sale said the city and everything that's in the city. So now I feel avadim, even the behemah and the vadim, the animals and the avadim in the city, hare kulam achurim, are all included in the sale. And again, the Rishonim point out that the pshat in the Mishnah here is that, as we keep on repeating this concept, by using extra words in describing the sale, it has to come to teach us something. And it comes to say that even the behemah and the avodim that are not really very much connected to the city in any way, they too are included in the sale. The Rishonim do discuss what are going to be halacha, that at the time of the sale, they were in the city. But by now, when the sale is being consummated, they're no longer in the city. Are they included in the sale or not? And I saw the Sefer Shoshanim, LeDavid says, they are included in the sale. If Shimon Gamliel Aimer, Hamaycha Seir, if somebody sells a city, Mocha as a santer, the santer, which we will, in Hashem, discuss in the Shir as well, what is the santer mean? Are included in the sale. So the Yad Ramah makes an interesting observation. He says, when our Mishnah is saying Hamaycha Seir, and he also says Komash B'taycha, so what the Mishnah is teaching us, as we just learned, is that the Behem and the Avodim are included in the sale. By the Chotzer, the Mishnah never discussed what will be the Halacha by Behem and Avodim. So he explains that when one buys a chotzer, there's never consideration that the behemah and the avodim should be included in the sale. There's no such a concept. They don't really get connected to the chatzar. When we speak about an ear, the behemen avodim, even though not directly related, are somewhat related. Because, and again, using the concept that we just mentioned from the Rashbam, when somebody is selling a chatzar, he's not leaving the city. He may be leaving the chatzar, but he's not leaving the city. And therefore, the need for the behemah, the avodim, and the chitim and soirim that we spoke about in the previous year are all not included in the sale. When somebody's selling an ear, obviously what's happening here is, it is this individual's intention to completely leave the city. And since it's his intention to completely leave the city, it makes sense to include many parts of the city in the sale that are not necessarily included in other situations. The Gemara begins with a question that we often discuss in Shas. What is the halachic status of Avodim? What is the halachic status of Avodim Kananim? So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Barei, the Rav Avila Rav Ashi, Shmat Minop, from learning our Mishnah. When we just learned in our Mishnah, when in the sale it was said, he v'kol mash b'toichem mechurin, that the avodim are included in the sale. Shma mino, our Mishnah is teaching us davdik metatl dami, that avodim have the halachic status like metatlin, because ikem mekarke dami. If we're going to say that avodim have the halachic status of property, so then why are they only included in the sale when the extra words of he v'kol mash b'toichem mechurin are articulated? If they're like the karka of the city, so then there's daven agav masa. When the property of the city is being sold, they should automatically be included in the sale. Elamai, so says the Gemara. So what are you now extrapolating from our Mishnah? The avdik metatl dami, that avodim have the halachic status of metatlin. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, elamai mayafilu. What does the word afilu mean? Afilu, the Mishnah says that if you use the word then the avodim are included. If avodim have the same status as karka, so then of course they're included in the sale. Amailas l'chamema, what must you say? Shani be matantel denayed, the matantel lo nayed. That even though at this point we're learning that avodim have the halachic status of matantlin, they can't automatically be included as metatlin because they're not like regular metatlin. Normally metatlin are not movable, and these avodim obviously can move on their own. I feel a time, so if that's the case, we'll say avdik makarka dami. We could keep the principle that we normally follow, that the halacha treats avodim like karka. So if that's the case, why are they not automatically included in the sale of the karka? Because there's a difference, shani ben mekark denayed, ben mekark deloy nayed. And the Rashbam frames this Gemara. The Rashbam says that, of course, throughout Shas, we know that the Pasuk says, regarding Avodim Kananim, v'snachaltam oysam l'vnechem achreichem l'reshes achuza, that Avodim hukshu l'kakos, that Avodim have a halachic status of kakos. And therefore, in halach that we've discussed many times in our shurim, that the way to do a kinyan on karka is b'shtar, is b'kesa b'shtar b'chazaka, is also the way a kinyan is done on avodim. Because avodim and karka travel together as far as the halach is concerned. The issue that we are discussing in today's shir is regarding what is or isn't included in a sale. A very unique halacha that doesn't really connect to that question if halachically, under other circumstances, avodim have the status of karka or not. We learned in the Mishnah, Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Hamoicha Seir, somebody who sells a city, Mocher as a snatter. The snatter comes along. Says the Gemara, but what is the snatter? My snatter, answers the Gemara, Hocha Targima, in Bavel they explained it, it's Bar Mechnisa. Number pshatim. One pshat is that he's the assistant. He's a city worker who is an expert in surveying the properties in the city. He's able to know the border of all the various properties in the city. And of course, he becomes a critical part of the city, because otherwise people would not know what is their property, where the property begins and when the property ends. Rabbeinu Gershom says that he's the tax collector. Rabbeinu Chananel, says the Rashbam, says that the snatter is this in charge of the security of the city. Says the Gemara. So man damer, and Shimon ben Aftula soimer, but Shimon ben Aftula says that who is the snatter? The snatter is, what is the definition? Snatter bagi, fields that are around the city. It's interesting to point out that there's a discussion in the Poskim, in the Mefarshim, who was this person? Because our Gemara just said that the opinion of Shimon ben Aftolus. And if we look in the Rashbam says, Kein Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel said. And of course, what is the Rashbam trying to say with this? So the Sefer Taras Chaim explains that originally the Rashbam's Girsa was this person's name was actually not Shimon ben Aftolus. His name was Shimon ben Avshalom, and that's actually the Girsa of the Rama and the Ritva. But the Rashbam says, I prefer the Girsa of the Rabbeinu Chananel. I prefer the version of Rabbeinu Chananel, because we know Avshalom is a Rasha. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis says that Avshalom ain lechelik olam haba, doesn't share an olam haba. And the Pasuk in Mishnah says, V'shem Risham Yerkov, we can't call somebody by the name of a Rasha. And that's why the Rashbam felt that it can't be that the name of this person who's being quoted here is Shimon ben Avshalom. The Mishnah in Masechet Ksubis, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, says Shnei Dayani Gezeres Hayu Bishlaim, Adman V'chamin ben Avshalom. And Tosfos says that the pronunciation and spelling is not Avshalom. It's Avishalom, because again, says Tosfos, we have this concept of Shem Rishayim Yerkov. The Rashi explains what Shem Rishayim Yerkov means. La Yerker Adam Benoy Shem Adam Rasha. A person should not be call his child with the name of a Rasha. Rashi in Mishnah says, Rikoven Oyle B'shmom, She'ein Adam Chafetz Lahaske Shmoy. The names of Rishayim should not be mentioned. Mumishtakech Me'elov. So now the question is, if we're supposed to avoid the name of Rishayim, so the question is, one of the most popular names in Klal Yisrael is Eliezer. And Eliezer, we know, was an Avid Kanani. So how did Eliezer become a popular name in Klal Yisrael? So the Mabit, and the Shalos HaTshuvos Mabit Simen Reish Ayin Vav says that the name Eliezer that became so popular in Klal Yisrael is not because of Eliezer Ever Avram, which I always found interesting. We know Eliezer Ever Avram was a huge Talmud Chacham. The Pasuk says, the Mesek Eliezer, Doyle Umash Metairus Rabbi, he was Avram Avinu's greatest Talmud. But he was still from Canaan. Rather, the Eliezer is based on the name of the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, of course, ask the Chidah, if Eliezer was the name of somebody from Canaan, how did Moshe Rabbeinu use the name Eliezer or name his son with the name Eliezer? So he says, so the Chidah says that in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, at that time, the names were given based on events. And we know Eliezer, Moshe Rabbeinu named his son Eliezer, okay, Avi Bezri, and that's why it was the most important name, it was appropriate name. Then Chidah also says, and the Mabit makes this point as well, that anything that's before Avram Avinu, any name that's from the time of Avram Avinu is not considered an issue. The question is, what's the halacha if there's an individual whose father did not act as a Jew is supposed to behave? And how should he be called up to the Torah? So the Truma Sedeshin actually says that such an individual, when he's called up for an aliyah should not be called up with his father's name. He should actually be called up with his grandfather's name. But Derma, and the Shas HaTshuvas Rama Simen Mem Aleph, says that is not the reason. The reason we don't call him up by his father's name is because we want to embarrass the Rasha. And how are we embarrassing this individual who acted so inappropriately? That when we call his son for an aliyah, we don't use his name, we don't use his father's name, we use his grandfather's name. And therefore, says Drama, so the goal here is to embarrass the Rasha. But if by doing so, what's going to happen is that the son, who is a fine individual, will become embarrassed, then we should call him up by his father's name. It's not worth embarrassing this son who didn't do anything wrong because he had a father, Rasha. So the Gemara just quoted a machloikis. What is the definition of snatter? Is it this public official or is it the fields? So says the Gemara, according to the Man D'Amar, that when you sell a city, Rav Shimon Gamliel comes to teach us that this official is included in the sale, Koshke and Bagi, then the fields around the city are certainly included. They're certainly more connected to the city. However, says the Gemara, Man D'Amar Bagi, the Man D'Amar that says that it's the Bagi that are sold, Avabar Mechvenisa, a person who is not as attached to the city as the fields of the city, and is as a human being could move around, is not included loy mizdabin. Says the Gemara, Tanan, the Mishnah said beis abadim beis hasholchim, that when you sell a city, the beis abadim and the beis hasholchim are included in the sale. Says the Gemara, Savruah, my sholchim. What's the definition of sholchim? Bagi, fields. What makes us say that balgi means fields? Because the pasuk says v'shleich mayim apnei chutzis. So says the Gemara. Bishlo l'man d'amar, according to the opinion that says that the snatter means the ba'amach v'naisa. So the Mishnah makes a lot of sense. On the Tanakama bagi, the Tanakama says that the bagi, the beis hasholchim, which means bagi, are included in the sale, and the fields are included in the sale. But according to the Tanakama, this official loy mizdaben is not included in the sale. And now comes Rav Shimon Gamliel to say that field bar machnisa, certainly the fields are included in the sale. But even the bar machnisa, even this official nami mizdaben is included in the sale. But ask the Gemara, ela mandam bagi, according to the mandam that says that snata means bagi. So what's Rav Shimon Gamliel adding? Tanakama nami hachikamer. The Tanakama also said that the bagi are included in the sale. So how does the pasuk of v'shaleich mayim apnei chutzis connect to a field? So the Rashbam explains v'shaleich mayim apnei chutzis means that the rain falls on these fields. And fields are areas that constantly need rain, and that's why the words beis hasholchim is most appropriate. Another pshat that the Ramban suggests, again, a concept that we've discussed in other shiurim, is the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, they obviously needed a lot of rainwater. And since in Eretz Yisrael, they needed a lot of rainwater, shaleach, they had to make the water travel to the field. So we have a question. According to Mandam that says snatter means bagi, how do we reconcile our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, misarvet shalchem bagi, loy, my shalchem, the definition of shalchem is not your regular field. It means gunanaisa. It means the gardens which have trees and flowers. So they have trees and flowers. Shenema, where do we know that that's the definition? Shenema, that's included in the sale because people, the way the Rishonim explain, people constantly walk, they have gardens, and that's part of living in a city. Avabagi, which are the fields outside of the city, are not included in the sale. And now comes Rav Shimon Gamliel to say that not just the gardens are included in the sale, that a filu bagi, that even the fields that are not part of the city are included in the sale. Tysus asks that this concept of Beis HaShalchan, this wording of Beis HaShalchan, are words that we often have in Shas. And the definition of Beis HaShalchan, we always explain, are fields that constantly need rain. So why doesn't the Gemara use that definition of Beis HaShalchan in our Mishnah? So Tysus answers, because to what our Mishnah is referring, what is included in the sale and what is not included in the sale has nothing to do with the need of rain on a regular basis or not on a regular basis. And that's why the Gemara found it difficult to give that as the definition in our Mishnah, a Beis HaShalchan, when it really is not related to anything that we are discussing in our Shia. Ikedamri, but there's a different version. Savrua, my Shalchan, that what's the definition in the Beis HaShalchan that the Tanakam said? Guneisa, the gardens. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamandama Bagi, according to the Mandama Rav Shimon ben Avtomas, that says that's not the means fields. Om Tanakam Guneisa, the Tanakam said the gardens are included in the sale of the city. Bagi Aloy Mesdabni, Vasar Rav Shimon Gamliel Amemer, and now the Mishnah's progression makes a lot of sense. That the Sbagi, and as all the Rishonim point out, that what makes them different is that the Ganois, the gardens, were within the city, and the Bagi were outside the city, and that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to add in our Mishnah, that not only the gardens that are in the city are in the sale, but even the fields that are outside of the city include in the sale. Elamand Amabam Machnaisa, says the Gemara, but according to Mandom that says that the definition of snatter is that official. So how do we understand the Mishnah? Om Tanakam Gunaisa, the Tanakam is speaking about gardens. Om Mahadalei Rav Shimon Gamliel, and how does Rav Shimon Gamliel respond? He speaks about Ma Mechnaisa. He speaks about an official. How do these two explanations in the Machloikis coincide at all? Says the Gemara, Misavit Maish Lachayin Gunasayu. The way we're going to, according to the Man D'Omer that says Snatter is the official, the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. Misavit Maish Shalchin Gunaisa. According to that explanation, the definition of Shalchin is not the gardens. Loi. Maish Shalchin, rather, he's going to say the definition of Shalchin is Bagi, the fields. And why would he call it a field? Just like the Pasuk said, as the Gemara quoted the Pasuk, the Ksiv Shaleich Mayim, Apnei Chutzis. Avil, and that means that the Bagi are sold, and certainly, as we've been learning, the Gunonaisa will be sold, because if the fields outside of the city are in the sale, then certainly the fields in the city are in the sale. And then, Rav Shimon Gamliel comes to say, that certainly all the areas that are fields are in the sale, but not only just fields are included in the sale, that filu by machvnaisa, these officials, Nami Mizdabin, are included in the sale. So, according to this understanding, the snatter, according to Shimon Gamliel, means the bar machvnaisa, the official, and Beis HaShalchan will mean all types of fields. Says the Gemara, Toshma. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that the definition of a snatter is an official. Rav Yehuda Omer, snatter ain't a mocher, but if you sell a city, the snatter is not included. Donkomis is a lawyer, a scribe that writes down different important documents, mocher, my love. So isn't this clearly an indication, says the Gemara, that if Rav Yehuda is saying snatter not, unkumus, yes. Both of them are speaking about people. Amid the unkumus gavra, and the definition of unkumus means a person, snatter must also mean a person, and this is a raya that snatter means the official. Says the Gemara, this is not a compelling raya, because mid the area, even though the unkumus is certainly an individual, That doesn't necessarily mean that we have to say that the snatter is also an individual. We could say, Hakadisa, that the Nekalmus is indeed an individual, but the snatter, Hakadisa, is not a person, but a field. Ask the Gemara, Miata Matzer Amr Hachi, how can we say that the snatter in that brisa that we just quoted means a field? Foktani Sefer, let's continue learning that brisa. The brisa says, Avloi Shireha, Gemara will soon explain what that means, Vloi Benaseha, the suburbs, Vloi Charshan Hamuksinla, the forests that are next to the city and are places that are used for the people of the city. The Rishonim explain that's where they would get wood for their needs for the city. Vloi Bibrim. Bibrim is like a pond where they used to catch fish. Vloi, a pond for fish or for animals. Vloi Bibrim. Shachai v'shaloi v'shaldogim. V'mrina mai shirel. And the Brisa used the word shirel. And in trying to define what is the definition of shirel, bizli. And now the question is my bizli. Omer a papa. Amar of Abba Piski Biba. It's talking about pieces of next to the city that they're not exactly attached to the city, but they are considered part of the city. So what do we see from here? Piski Bigi, Hudalem is Dabni. These fields that are not really part of the city are not included. Habagi Atzmi Mistabni. The fields are included. So we see a coin to Behuda. All the fields are included in the city. So we can't say that when it says Shnatter is not sold according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he's going to define the Snatter meaning fields. Because he clearly said, because here it says that Rabbi Yehuda says the Snatter is not included in the sale. And here he says that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Baggy are included in the sale. So it can't be that's the definition of snatter. It must be, says the Gemara, that snatter must mean an official. Says the Gemara, no. The Gersa, the proper version of that brisa, says Yehuda snatter moncher, then klomus ena moncher. So if that's the way the brisa reads, so the snatter will mean the field, and it'll be Yehuda's opinion will be consistent throughout this brisa, and he's saying that the field is included in the sale, but the person, don klomus, the town scribe is not included, and certainly the town official, whatever Chnasa means, is not included. Ask the Gemara. So according to this, if we're going to reverse the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be in agreement with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he's going to be of the opinion, according to this modified version of Rabbi Yehuda, that the snatter is included in the sale. Ask the Gemara, Omimatsus Amrit, Rabbi Yehuda Kriv Shimon Gamliel Sfirlei, is that possible to say that Rabbi Yehuda agrees like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, says the Gemara. For Rabbi Yehuda, as we continue learning the Brisa, we see Kerabonim Sfirlei, holds like the Rabbanan, the Ktani, Sefer, the Sefer says, Avloi Shira, Avloi B'nai Seha. The Shira and the B'nai Seha, the suburbs and the city and the fields that are not physically connected to the field, to the city, are not included. But Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion, the Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion is, so how can we have the Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing with Rav Shimon Gamliel, and saying the snatter is included in the sale, where we clearly see the Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon Gamliel don't agree, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is that the B'nai Seha are not included, and according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they are included. Answers the Gemara, that isn't such a big question. Rabbi Yehuda, Sovalei Kavasei B'chada, or Palaglei B'chada. As far as the halacha of snatter is concerned, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that the halacha is that they're included, they're the same. But as far as the Baggy in the Halacha, in that case, they are in agreement. When it comes to the Halacha of B'nai Seha, they're not in agreement. Where Rabbi Yehuda will hold that they're not included in the sale, and Shimon Gamliel will hold they are included in the sale. We learned further in our Mishnah, V'loi Bibrim Shalchai V'shaloi V'shaldogim. They're not included in the sale. Vermini asked the Gemara, Hayolei Benois, if there were suburbs next to the city, Einam Karsumai. Hayolei Chelek Echad B'yam, it is a place in the Yam, in the sea, which is considered part of the city, because it has, the way the Rishonim explain, it has the same name as the name of the city, or Chelek Echad B'yabosha. There's a part that's not connected physically to the city, but it has the same name as the city. Or Bibrim Shachais Vishalov Shavdagim, Hare Ilkarimai, that they are included in the sale. So how do we say that they're not included in the sale? Answers Marlo Kasha. Ha the Gonach Ki Lagav, if the opening, the door to these Bibrim face the city, they are included in the sale of the city. Ha the Nagi Kari Labar, but if the opening to these doors are not, if the opening to these areas, the door doesn't face the city, they're not included. Ask the Gemara v'atani, but the Braisa also said, v'loy es charshim ha-muktzen lo, not the forest that they have the wood. So the place that they collected the wood, as we learned when we learned the Braisa earlier, is to teach us that is part of what the people in the city used to be able to get close to the city. So it's clearly open to the city. Why are they not included in the sale? Says the Gemara, Ema hamuksim imena, that if there are places where they collected wood from, but the way they collected the wood from those places, they were separate from the city, the opening, the entrance to those areas are not easily accessible from the city, then we understand why they're not included in the sale of the city. Hamach saseda. So again, we speak about an ambiguous transaction. Somebody sold the field. The stones that are needed for the city, which the Gemara will going to explain what that means. The poles that are in the vineyards, that also, as the Gemara is going to explain, what is meant that they're needed for the vineyard. Grain that's still attached to the ground. That she psuchim beis rava, that if there's a place where wood is available, it's less than the area that you could grow a roiva kava tfuah. So since it's such a small area, it's considered just part of the sada. Hashemira she'en asuy betit, if you have a watchman's hut that is not connected to the ground with cement, so it's not considered part of the, so it's considered part of the city, it's a part of the field, it's not considered significant enough to be separate. As a chorav, shena murkav, a carob tree that hasn't been grafted. As besulas, a shikma, that a sycamore tree that they never cut off its branches, that all of these trees are considered very significant types of trees. Avloi machar, not included in the sale. As havanim she'enel tzarchai, stones that are not needed for the city. Nor poles in a vineyard that are not necessary for the growing of the vines, nor grain that's already detached from the ground. However, if in the sale it was said, so as we keep on learning in our shiurim, extra words are there to include other things, then harei kulam mechurim. Benkach and benkach, whether the words kiva koshim ha-betoicha were used or not, le-machalai eschitzis ha-kanem she-beis roiva, if there's a place where wood is collected which is larger than a beis roiva kav, v'loi as a shemira she-sui betut, a watchman's hut that is connected by cement, so it's a separate structure, v'loi as a charv ha-murkav, v'loi as a sadna shikma, those are already considered very significant trees that are not included. Only when they're young are they included. The Gemara explains that what type of stones are we using? So the Gemara gives two pshatim. One pshat is that stones that are used to keep the produce from frying away. Another pshat is that they were talking about stones which are arranged and prepared for building a fence around the field. And the Rashbam explains that these items are considered as though they are attached to the field because they're designated for permanent use on the field. So the Tshuva Sharash discusses the following situation. A portion of someone's home collapsed, and he sold the property to two people. The house was sold to Reuven, and the movable property was sold to Shimon. And then these Reuven and Shimon had a dispute, who becomes the owner of the loose beams and stones on the property, which were from the part of the house that collapsed. Reuven, who buys the house, says that the beams and stones are necessary for the rebuilding of the house, and therefore they're part of the house. Shimon maintains that they belong to him, since they're no longer attached to the house, and therefore he bought all the movable property, all the metatlin on this property, and they become his. The Rosh was asked this question, and the Rosh ruled in favor of Reuven. He says that since the original owner left the beams and stones on the property for the purpose of rebuilding his home, so they're already considered as part of his home and not separate from the home. The Rosh says that those items are treated like they're part of the home. They're no different than the stones of our Mishnah that are used for the purpose of the field, that the Mishnah, as we now quoted, the Gemara say, that anything that's used for the purpose of the field, for the welfare of the field, is considered part of the field. These beams are also there for the purpose of being able to rebuild the home, and therefore, says the Rosh, based on our Mishnah, the owner of the home is entitled to those beams and materials that are needed to rebuild the home.